We're going to introduce our wonderful Dr. Leah first, who joins us every Wednesday, and we're talking about a tip today from Dr. Leah. It's a very important tip. So good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Well, what's our tip today?
Well, it's the cold and flu season.
Yes, it is.
It's here. And I talk about this every year at some point. Last year, it was the big swine flu scariness.
Right.
No, it was, I mean, we were really in the depth of it, and
that's
that
true.
Was the big thing, and
right.
That's all you heard about.
Right.
So it's not as big of a deal this year. The swine
Yet.
Flu is actually part, the swine flu virus, or H1N1 virus, is actually part of the seasonal flu shot,
mm-hmm.
which I don't personally get, and some people don't, but that's fine.
Me neither.
I don't
and
either.
I obviously, the swine flu last year wasn't as big as they thought it was going to be. So, but in general, for the colds and the flus, which are viruses, protect yourself. Take, of course, more
vitamin D.
Vitamin D. That's like I say that every tip, I think. It's true. It is really good for immune system, and it's an anti-inflammatory, protects against cancer, all that stuff you guys know inside and out by now. But high doses of it. This season, if it's going to be a bad winter especially, we want to make sure that our vitamin D levels are high. I have almost all my adults taken 5,000. A lot of them I haven't taken 10,000 because their levels are so low. I'm talking about a day, 10,000 units a day. Their levels are so low that they're not able to get them up. They're using it up. They have autoimmune issues already or something going on. For kids, easily 2,000 for most kids that are about 30, 40 pounds and heavier. Easily 2,000. And then also, what's another really good one? Elderberry. Elderberry was actually shown last year to kill off the H1N1 virus. It's been around forever. You know, elderberry wine or tinctures or syrups, but the syrups I really like.
So is that how you buy it, Dr. Leah? It's in a health food store. Is it like it's a liquid?
Yes. Yeah, you can either get it as a tincture, which is a liquid herb, or a syrup, which is much better tasting. The tinctures are a little stronger, but for kids, the syrups are nice because they're sweet.
You can also get elderberry wine.
Yeah, you can. Well, I'm not sure if the alcohol actually has enough. throws off the medicinal effect of the elderberry.
Really, Dr. Leah?
It might. I don't know. We can always talk about that being a good antioxidant.
Yeah, you know, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
It might be a little tipsy, but it makes you feel better.
That would be beneficial, I suppose, especially if you have a cold. You can
see?
Just drink a bunch of elderberry
That's
wine.
Right. See, it puts you to sleep. You'll get your rest.
So those are the two big things that I always say, the minimum.
All right. So this is what I have to tell you, Dr. Leah. So
okay.
I'm so proud of myself because I hear you and you said, you know, it doesn't hurt. And you tell your patients that for a week out of a month,
mm-hmm.
they can pop up their vitamin
double,
D.
Double.
And
yes.
go because I take 5,000 because that's what you've put me on.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pop it up like Dr. Leah said.
Good.
And I'm going to take 10,000 milligrams of vitamin D. So yesterday I'm talking to Pam and I'm saying, oh, I've got all these pills I'm taking, blah, blah, blah. She goes, what are you taking? I go, well, I'm listening to Dr. Leah and I took my two vitamin Ds this morning. She goes, what are you doing? You have to take one in the morning and one at night. You're just flushing it all away.
Well, no, you can actually take them all at once.
Oh,
because
thank you.
We do have a 10,000-unit pill, and we do have a 25,000-unit pill for some people. So you can take it all at once. The most important thing, though, is you take it with a meal. If
now,
you take it on an
I've been
stomach,
telling her she can't take pills without food. I hope you ate
oh,
something.
Oh, no. I have one of my pills that says take it without food. And then because on the vitamin D, it does not say, and you should have seen me this morning. I'm going, should I? Shouldn't I?
No,
should
you
I?
Have
shouldn't
to have
I?
Food with vitamin
well,
D.
Well, it's okay. I took it and then I ate. So,
okay, good.
You know, there you are. So, I mean,
well, now
it works.
You know that what you have to do.
But that's
the reason,
nice. I could take both of my pills
you
together.
You told me, Dr. Leah, to split up the vitamin D. Because then it for sure is in your system all 24 hours.
Well, I mean, you can do both. But I have
okay.
some people, when I give them the 10,000 unit pill, they're worried that that's too much at once.
Right.
And I say, no, it's not. I mean, if we're having to do that much, then it's fine. But if you want to split it up, that's totally fine as well.
Either way. Well, I wanted to tell you that when it was a few weeks ago, I started getting a little bit of a scratchy throat. I think I talked about this. And so I immediately began to double my, because I'm on 5,000, began to double my vitamin D. And I never got a cold.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yay!
I mean, immediately. And I don't think people, I want them to really hear this, because we come from the old school that vitamin C was what we were supposed to triple and double and all that. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D is a newer vitamin that we're hearing that can really help us with all of these bugs. And it's just, and it needs to be vitamin D3.
Right.
And
right.
I think it's really important. It's so inexpensive. It's so easy to get. It's like you have to take it. And I recommend you go into Dr. Leah and
get
your blood work.
I get it from Dr. Leah.
Well, you need to get your blood work done.
Yeah, of course you do.
It used to be, Dr. Leah, when I first had my vitamin D tested, I was at about 40 or 50. And you want it over 100 now. And, you know, it took me a long time. Because one of the things, you are not going to go up in 1 month. It takes a while, doesn't it?
It takes a long time. For some people, it takes months because their body uses it.
Exactly.
It's not the typical fat-soluble vitamin that will get built up. Like vitamin A can get built up in your liver. And vitamin E and K, I mean, you have to be careful with some of those. But vitamin D, it's a lot of the years I've been testing it on people and putting them on high doses and monitoring their levels. I have not seen anybody's levels go too high being on high doses. And when they're sick, it drops.
Right.
Significantly. So when you're sick, you can double or even triple the dose during that time, and it will benefit.
I just think they should go in and get tested, see where you are, because if you're really, really low, 5,000 is not going to be enough.
And especially since we're going into the winter.
Oh, yeah. Well,
forget
the sun now. There
forget
is none.
It.
Even if it's sunny out, it's too high. It's not going to give you the benefits. So please give Dr. Leah a call. You can go to naturalmedicineforhealth.com or you can go to chatwithwomen.com and click on Dr. Leah's picture and get all her information. This is the time of year you want to get your blood tested. You want to see where you are with all of your levels, but vitamin D is very important. So thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.